repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive. Starting June 15th, Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users, including students, families, and local residents. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a reconstruction of Princess Street. This major infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above-ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. The City of Kingston is undertaking asphalt resurfacing on Johnson Street from University Street to Sydenham Street and Berry Street from Brock Street to Clergy Street West. Work includes the installation of a new top lift of asphalt and new pavement markings. Motorists and residents should expect daily road closures from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with limited access during paving operations. Residents are asked to follow all posted signage and traffic control. The project is expected to be complete by July 10th. Berry Street from Queen to Queen is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Coming up on this week's Sports Reports, brought to you by CFRC Power Plays, we're talking the World Cup, we're talking a huge NBA trade, we're getting you up to speed on what you need to know. This concludes your afternoon news brief. Over to Claire for Earworm.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And today I'll be interviewing someone I've already interviewed before, but really it's more of a catch-up than an interview. So, but he recently played, or you haven't recently played, you're going to play.
I'm going to play.
You're going to play North by Northeast with your emo band Ghost Form, but also solo. And low-key, you're in the middle of, like, touring for your project Guitar Songs, right?
Yeah, this is just the Toronto stop in the middle of the tour. And I got two solo gigs with North By, and then the emo band Ghost Form is playing on the Saturday.
Period. please welcome Merv XX Gaudy.
Hi, Claire.
Yay! And also, do you guys want to introduce yourself, too?
Hi, I'm Ash Angel. From Vancouver.
Yes. Yeah, I would have asked questions for everyone that was here, but like...
Okay, we can just roll it. Awesome. It's just worked out timing-wise, just because Ash was in Toronto anyway from Vancouver, and she's going to be playing at North By with me, so...
Yay! I'm so excited. Yeah, so how has touring been so far?
The last festival I played was in BC. I was in like this little town called Weimar, and it was like 20 minutes outside of Nelson, and I just totally forgot what it was like to be at a festival where people don't have their phones.
They didn't have their phones? Why?
No, because like, it was weird. It was like deep forest, right? So there's no cell service or anything. And then so, yeah, they gave me like six times to play, and in all of them, no one was on their phone. Everyone was just really, really listening. And then I was like, wow, this is what being at a music festival used to be like. And they had all these little things that you could actually, like, connect with the artist. Like, if some people were too shy to, like, talk to an artist they wanted to talk to, they had this, like, love letter thing.
Wait, like a could, like, warm fuzzy.
Like...
That's so cute.
And all these, like, mailboxes outside of the stages. So
like a warm fuzzy.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
And then suppose that they're gonna, like, mail me all these, like, love letters that people wrote after. And they did this for all the artists.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's called Tiny Lights Festival. It's pretty
cute.
Sick.
So you played a bunch of festivals so far on your tour. Which one was your favorite one so far?
That's hard. Maybe that one, maybe Tiny Lights, I think. It was just new. It was just nice to like get out of the city, take a break from Toronto.
And it seems like a different concept too. Like,
it was really, really different. It was really different. You could so tell everyone from the small towns around this small town, this was like the main thing they looked forward to like all year. So everybody just came with their families, and everyone, it was like a big reunion. And it was just, I guess this town is also really famous for having like specifically really clean air and clean water.
Wait, what town is it again?
Weimar.
In
BC.
In BC.
Yeah, it's like literally
you're
right.
From BC. You should have gone.
You should apply. You should apply. Oh, yeah,
you should apply. You should apply. It seems like a nice festival.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. The whole time I was like, wow, no wonder everybody's mental health seems so good here. With, like, all the air and the water.
Real.
Yeah, that one. And I also played a festival in my hometown called Cathedral Village Arts Fest with the emo band. And that was actually pretty nice.
I love cathedrals. They're so pretty.
Yeah, it was actually really special.
I can see why, like, Catholic people feel really drawn towards, like, or like feel this kind of awakening in, like, a very beautifully architectural
place. I always feel that too whenever I meet someone that's like so deeply Christian and they're so happy. I'm like,
they're seeing so much beauty.
It's like, I don't get it, but something must be working.
Something about cathedrals, man, like, I feel it in cathedrals. I'm just like, yeah, I get it, actually. I get it, guys. Wrap it up, I get it. Would you say that your mental health gets better in BC than in Toronto? Because he was talking about, like, I could see why.
Oh. Well, okay, well, it's different for me because I grew up in Van. That's all I've ever known. So I think my mental health is better when I'm, like, experiencing something new.
So it's, like, small town, too. Like, or smaller.
Smaller.
In the way it's, like...
In the way that's familiar. It's, like, too familiar to me that it feels, like, routine. So my brain is just, like, it stays stagnant. Whereas here, I'm experiencing something new, like, every day, like, all the time.
Yeah, because I feel like when you're here, you're really growing, hey?
Yeah, like, crazy ghetto.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities here.
So many opportunities.
But I feel like, with Toronto, sometimes there's always this, like, hustle culture mindset. What do you think of that?
I think I'm at an age where I'm a part of that hustle culture. Because I have the energy to do it right now. In the future, I'll probably slow down. But, yeah. Like, right now, I'm, like, really, really...
You're, like eager
it.
To work.
Yeah,
type
yeah.
Of
yeah you're locked in. You're very I think that was why, like, the hustle culture, it's not healthy long term, maybe, but I think I kind of needed it too.
Yeah.
Because I was already trying to grind really hard with music anyway, but my small town that I'm from in Saskatchewan is so not hustle culture at all.
Yeah.
So Toronto was, like, a healthy thing.
Yeah. And I guess from what I see off of social media, you're always, like, in a different city for some reason. So I'm just like, you're
for some reason.
You're
that's
always
how tours
well,
work,
yes,
baby.
Yes, yes. But I feel like you're always touring. That's the thing.
Not
like
really.
In like what I see, I always see you.
Whoa,
touring.
Whoa,
like,
not always. Not always.
Yeah, like a
little. I mean, I'm on the verge
like a
of
vagabond.
Cooling it. I'm on the verge of cooling it.
Okay. Yeah, it just seems like you're a vagabond, and then just like, I'm like. A man with, like, multiple homes, maybe. But I'm just like, are you taking a break from multiple cities? And it's just, like, what... How do you adapt to just, like, the cultures and just being in different types of environments, like, all the time?
You know, I actually never really thought about this that deeply until, like, pretty recently. I had, like, a friend... He runs the Breakout West. It's, like, the music festival. Yeah. Mike Dawson. Yeah, he's pretty big in, like, the music industry in Canada. He has, like, a really, really sick ambient project. He's, like, toured Japan, but he also does this, like, industry stuff. And he's originally from Saskatchewan, but he lives in Vancouver now with his wife. And this one time he was like, you know, sometimes you just take it for granted that, like, you actually develop this skill where you can exist anywhere. Like, you don't get freaked out, or if you get freaked out, you can just, like, figure it out. And when I thought about it after he said that, I was like, oh yeah, this was just kind of the world.
Hey, do you want to say hi?
Oh, what's up?
Denny, you want to say hi on the show
I'm
again?
I'm coming to make coffee again.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I interrupted Avi's interview.
Yeah, I edited the interview this morning at like 4 a.m.
And then what, you just like had to edit out all the door openings?
No, I honestly kept it in. It's cute. Like, it's kind of cozy. It's like, it shows the Takes a Village environment and how it's kind of just cash.
You're right. It really, really cash. It really, really does capture the environment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The whole, like, touring thing, I think it's just more so the world I grew up in. Like, I always kind of played in touring bands. And I know it's really different. You don't need to do that. You can just, like, do online stuff now.
But yeah.
It's just the life I chose for now.
For now. Yes. You just talked about being parts of different bands. Do you want to speak about it more? Just, like, about, like, I don't know. I feel like I've only heard about your emo band, The Screaming. Was that the same one? The Screaming band?
No, the hardcore band, that was, like, when I was way, way young.
Okay,
way,
okay,
way
okay.
You're in a Screaming band, too? Well, how many bands have you been in?
No, that was, like, childhood band.
Wait, like, how old were you?
I think I was, like, 13, 14.
Whoa. That's crazy. A hardcore band, you're 13.
That's why you have a voice like that.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's why you know how to have a voice like that.
Then. Yeah, probably. I mean, even now when people, like, come up to me after, especially for the guitar song stuff, and they say, oh, how come your talking voice is so different?
I actually asked you, did you remember that interview?
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's the video one,
like,
that
yeah,
I did.
And like that will pop up, and I think maybe from screaming so young, maybe that did something. Maybe, I don't know, like, yeah. You know when someone just has like a really rank smoker's cough voice?
Yeah,
like kind of like that.
True.
But yeah, I don't know, I was just telling Ash this at breakfast the other day, like, the band that actually toured a lot that made me get used to this kind of being a musician, like, I had, like, an Asian hip-hop boy band that did pretty well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but that was a different one than
that was,
the recent one. The
yeah, that's
Samurai.
Not an emo band. Yeah, Samurai Champs.
Samurai Champs.
Yeah, and that toured, like, a lot. And I think from that...
Wait, you're talking about Samurai Champs, or you're talking about a different band?
Samurai Champs.
Okay.
And that was what got me, like, a lot of the industry kind of stuff and, like, friends in different cities, so it's not that bad to tour for me, because then I just crash on somebody's couch anyway.
Mm-hmm. True. Have you been crashing on a bunch of couches recently?
Yep.
And that's how it is, though.
That's,
like,
that's
like,
how it is in this economy.
No,
this
literally. Economy. I was thinking about Montreal and my Montreal friend and how I always crash on his couch. Shout out Martin, anyway.
And then if you didn't have Martin, then where would you stay?
Exactly.
It'd be
nope,
so expensive.
Nowhere.
It's so expensive to stay anywhere
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have another friend there. So.
Okay, what if they were both gone?
I know. So... since you've been in a lot of bands, what type of, like... I feel like you've been in so many different genres. Like, what type of music did you grow up on? And, like, made you into...
Oh, shit.
Into so many, like, different genres.
Okay, maybe... something. Oh, wait. This is radio.
Stop! Can you please, like... Can you not?
Okay. The stupid thing is I actually did not grow up listening to music.
Wait, twin.
What?
Me
what?
Too.
You too?
Me too.
No wonder you're an engineer.
What's wrong with you guys?
It's
what's
crazy.
Wrong
I know.
With you guys?
I know. I literally have a radio show and I only started listening to music on like walks and traveling and, you know, just like not just my free time, just like where it went to like fill up spaces. Mm. Like I got Spotify in second year of university.
Wow.
Which
second
is like
year.
Yeah.
What did you do in high school?
In
yeah,
high school?
Before that?
Like if I would ride the bus, it would just be
silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Y'all don't need to be stimulated like that.
I mean okay, when you did you grow up listening to music cuz your parents listened to music? Or where did you listen to music growing up?
Yeah, I guess so. Like whenever I'm in the car, my parents turn the radio on, or they put a CD in the car, to play.
Okay, like, I would listen to the radio when it's turned on, like, in the car, but that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, because that's what I mean, like, sometimes, especially in music, I've met, yeah, people, and they'll usually say some story, like, oh, at dinner or in the car or on a family trip, our parents would always put on, like, some record or some style of music or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other than that, what if it's just like passive, you know, like at the mall or in the car? And I don't know, even in the car, my parents just drove in silence.
What?
Sometimes,
it's kind of
if the radio,
kind of
if there was no radio station.
I mean, my mom did listen to some like Cantonese pop, but usually it'd be like karaoke. But a lot of the time, it was just like silence, and my dad almost like doesn't listen to music at all.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Does it? I can see your body language. You're like, ugh.
How do you live that way? Yeah, no, I don't know how I live that way, honestly. Because if I would go back to it, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, obviously, I love music now.
Yeah,
yeah.
But actually,
I hope so. What are you doing here?
Sometimes I do take breaks and listening to music. Sometimes I'm like overloaded with.
Really?
Yeah.
So much.
So do you have music playing like all the time?
Basically. Well, not like. Actually, most of the time, if I'm not like doing much, like around my house, or I'm like going out, whatever, I'll always have like my AirPods in or like listening to like something. Yeah, even like when I was growing up, I had like the small like nano iPod thingy.
Oh, the square one?
Yeah, the square one.
Yeah, I remember those.
The shuffle.
Yeah,
I would have those, and I remember I would like illegally download like the the YouTube.
See, that was my sister.
Underline illegally.
My sister would have that, and my brother, he would have his PSP.
Oh,
PSP.
Yeah, he would listen in his PSP.
What?
You could put music on the memory.
You could watch movies. You could play music. You could play video games on the PSP.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That was awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was a great device.
But then do you feel uncomfortable when it's like silence then?
I think a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not that I get uncomfortable. It's like I need there to be some sort of noise.
Stimulation.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just like the way I grew up. Even like, because my parents, they also like play music all the time. Even when we're like eating together, like my dad will turn on like friggin', I don't know, jazz, Italian,
interesting.
When I meet other artists and they say that, I'm just like, wow, that sounds so nice. So you didn't have that?
No, I didn't. I don't think we would even like watch TV. Now we do watch TV while eating, but like back then we wouldn't like have any stimulation.
Really?
But you don't feel like any sort of discomfort in silence now though?
No, I think I'm actually I feel like I do get overwhelmed with my thoughts, but
that's why I need to just
my thoughts to be loud as heck.
No,
for real,
literally.
But like the thing is, I like to talk to myself. So it's just like, I'm kind of...
You're entertaining yourself.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging with these thoughts. Sometimes it turns into a spiral, sometimes it turns into a productive conversation. And I'm just like, okay, well, why do you feel this way? Or like, where is this coming from type?
You're deeper than the average engineer. There's just people that have a radio show.
Well,
talk about them.
Stop.
Stop
doing this. Yeah, because in our last interview, we talked about like how being an engineer, but also being a creative, and how some engineers are kind of just stuck in a box, you know? And it's like,
yeah, always trying to like fulfill specs. Like, you made the really, really good point.
Engineers are just people pleasers.
It's like the ultimate like pick me people pleaser type role, because you're always trying to like fulfill specifics or prescribed requirements or something.
Yeah, because you're not the one that's like really making anything. You're making someone else's idea, you know? They're working for the bigger man.
The man.
That
sounded so ominous.
Well, I'm just thinking of School of Rock. You know, just like stick it to the man.
Music as a kid was just not a thing.
That's so crazy.
Like, I remembered piano lessons. It was the worst. Like, my experience with music was not good. I was like, why is this white lady just yelling at me? I'm trying so hard to be good at this, but I'm not that good at it.
I didn't even learn instruments growing up.
Really?
Zero. I would sing though.
Extracurriculars?
Choir. So,
choir? Because you did choir too, right?
I did.
Yeah. See, even like that, I never did
it. You
any
were
choir.
Never in high school anything?
Zero.
Like band?
What?
Zero.
So you got into music. What? But you had a band during high school?
Yeah, but it was never through school. It was always just
That's
through, like,
so
the hardcore scene.
How did you even, like, find out about the hardcore scene, though?
I think it was just, I had, like, two main friend groups. One was like an Asian girl group, the other was like a weird art girl group.
Yeah.
And the weird art girl group just liked going to hardcore shows, and then so I would just go, and that's it was just like a random thing.
Wait, that's so awesome. That's literally so cool. Because I'm just like, as a teenager, you need an outlet for those type of emotions, like that angst. You need to release it physically.
It yeah. Oh yeah yeah yeah. There's...
And like mosh pits, I love mosh pits. Like,
I know.
Wow.
I could tell from those.
You would love a mosh pit.
I know. I love mosh pits. Because I have so much angst in me.
That's real.
Yeah, I feel that from you. You really emanate that.
Yeah. I do.
You
wait,
do.
I hate that.
You really do.
Wait, in a good way?
Rage.
I mean,
okay, period.
To me, it's like in a good way. I don't think it's like very apparent or obvious.
Mm, like just, I'm angry all the time and I'm like emo is...
It's like for people that would know, they would know. You know? Mm,
it's the eyeliner, isn't it?
It's the eyeliner.
Well,
it's the eyeliner.
You just added that to the cake.
Mm, I wonder what makes like me exude angst.
It's not that you're exuding angst, it's more like you have a
hardcoreness about me?
Yeah, like a
you
hardcore
do.
You have a hardcore
interesting.
Aura.
Yeah, you
yeah.
really do.
Like I'm crazy.
Like, no, no.
No, 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 but like
so
I really want to watch that movie, bro.
Oh. I'll go again.
I want to watch Obsession, Backrooms, and I Love Boosters.
What's that?
Wait, what's the last one?
I Love Boosters. It's the Kiki Palmer movie.
Oh.
That's like the fashion one. Anyway, I really want to watch it because I'm really into like anti-fashion industry fashion. You know what I mean?
Mm. See,
like
that in itself is such a hardcore
that,
thing to say.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks,
rebellious.
Guys.
Rebellious.
Yeah.
Hashtag
yeah.
rebellious.
It's not in a bad way. It's just
no,
like,
no,
yeah,
no,
just
no.
Like,
I'm not saying
it
sarcastically.
Like independent, like you think independently.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so nice.
Wait, so but you didn't go to hardcore shows?
When I was a teenager, no. But I did go to, I guess the closest thing was I went to, like, my first ever standing show was...
Standing show?
Yeah, like, I didn't sit.
Wow.
I've never heard anyone call that before.
Okay.
Sitting show.
No, like a, what is it, general admission? Like,
Yeah.
My first ever general admission show. It was Brockhampton.
Oh, I was just watching a video about them earlier.
Dude,
I forgot about them.
It was like their first ever Toronto show, and I did not know the vibes of like general admission shows, and I wore white shoes.
Oh.
And it was like we were moshing. It was kind of crazy, but like now that I expect it, I can always mosh now.
Oh, I wish you were coming to the Saturday show so you could mosh.
I can. Wait, I don't know. Because of Keanu's show.
No, I'm going to his and then I'm going to Keanu's after.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, maybe I'll
Keanu
do that
said he was
then.
Coming to the show and then going to his show.
Wait, but his show starts at 9, no?
9?
Yeah, and your show starts at 8?
What? He told me his was later.
Wait,
yeah.
I don't know. It was just like what the post said, but his word of mouth probably makes more sense. But like, okay. Maybe I'll
I'm
do that then. Maybe I'll do
stuff.
That. Yeah.
I want to see you mosh.
I love moshing. Okay, great. Because I feel like artists in Toronto, like, I feel like they try to act so nonchalant in shows that I'm just like, bro, how come you're not having fun?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like why aren't y'all having fun? Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you would want people in your crowd to
be
hyped, right? Like I don't know.
That's really true. Like it's like really big cool guy syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole point of a hardcore show is to just lose
let
it.
Go.
Yeah, that's like a really interesting one. Like
I just hate the performance of it all. Like engineers perform. These artists that think they're too cool for to have fun perform. I'm just like, bro. Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
That's probably like
that too.
Their thought process, just like, oh,
but
can't
even
be caught glazing.
But it's like, why are you in the crowd like not being hyped, but then you're like glazing them in real life, like saying, "Oh, I loved your set. Did you?
Did you?
It didn't seem like it. I don't know." Anyway, that's just my rant.
You are definitely such a hardcore kid.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think I for sure get it from my brother. My brother raised me, I think. He's like really involved, or like his friends are really involved in like hardcore stuff. Like, do you know Lice?
Who?
Lice, it's like a hardcore band.
From here?
Yeah, from here.
I don't know. I don't think so.
So my brother, his best friend, their partner is in Lice. And their his best friend is also like really involved in the hardcore scene in Toronto, which is really cool.
So then when did you get into it?
I guess when I was in a serious relationship and I was feeling a lot of anger.
That would be the reason. That'll do it.
I actually, no, maybe it was before, because I listened to Death Grips a lot, like, at some point in my life, before that relationship. Yeah. Y'all know Death Grips?
Yeah.
The basically, Reddit users.
Yeezy just, like, ripped them off.
Who? Yeezy?
I always kind of feel like Kanye's, what was his album again that was just, like, the album cover was just, like, a disc?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, though.
That record? Yeah. That record, I was just like...
Wait, what was it called?
Yeezus.
Like, he totally just ripped off Death Grips and just, like, took the sound. It's like I don't know. Do you know that record, though?
I haven't... Well, I know the cover. I know the visual cover.
It's an iconic cover, but if you listen to that and then listen to Death Grips, you're like, wow.
Same thing.
It's... Yeah, he just maybe kind of commercialized it.
Gentrified.
He gentrified it. Boo. Boo.
I feel like Death Grips is so, like, Eric Andre core. You know what I mean? You know Eric Andre?
Yeah.
I love Eric Andre. He's hardcore. Anyway.
it totally makes sense that you're like an anti-engineer club.
I know, being part of like the system, but also being like hating the system.
Just critiquing. You're always critiquing.
I guess. But I'm also chill, guys, I swear. I'm also pretty chill, right, guys?
You are so chill. You're chill.
You're the chillest hardcore.
you're chill.
It's so like... Was it just
juxtaposed?
Do you ever see mosh pits at your show?
I mean, not my solo stuff. I see a lot of naps at my solo shows.
Meditating.
Like,
you
just start moshing
mid-set.
No, literally.
Yeah, just like, don't look at her. Don't encourage her.
Wait, do you know? Okay, Luna Lee.
Luna Lee.
I went to a Maria show and she opened for the Marias.
Oh, what?
Yeah. She was playing like a meditating song. It was the Lonely Lovely. That one. She was doing that song. Mm-hmm. And my friend was like, let's mosh or whatever. And then she was just like, oh, that's so funny because I'm going to be playing my meditative song. And then she said, but you can mosh in the next one, which was Cherry Pit, and we did mosh.
Oh,
but,
I love that.
Yeah. But I thought that was really funny. Maybe we could do that at your show or something.
At the Ghost Form 1, please not.
No, I'll be meditating at the Ghost Form 1, and then I'll be moshing in the
And I'll just be like, Claire.
Corey, say hi.
How are you?
I thought your head was gonna go right into his armpit.
I thought we were just gonna do like an air one. Visually speaking, for you guys, Corey is like across from me, and
he's describing an international space right now.
And he was we didn't know if we should hug or like high five or something.
It was
like,
know what podcast was going on.
Yeah, another interview. Wait, I feel like I smelled like herbs from your hand.
Don't smell it.
What is that?
Oh,
what is that?
It's like an oil.
Okay. For martial arts.
No.
Because my brother.
For relaxing.
Because my brother, he does Muay Thai.
I'm not a rage
hole. My brother, he does Muay Thai. And he puts like Thai oil on his like injuries, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, so that's why I thought it wasn't
you
random.
Like, pour it. Like, prep.
Have you ever been in martial arts?
Yeah, I do jujitsu.
Yes.
This one.
Yes.
So I have a
Wait,
song
when's
called
the last sorry. Yes, no, I do remember. It slipped my mind just this moment. My bad. Have you been doing jiu-jitsu recently?
No, and I'm really sad about it because it's so hard to do it while touring.
True, on the move all the time.
On the move. But I really hope after North By I can at least get like a session or two in. I go to a gym here in the Junction.
Mm.
I think it's just called like Junction Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh.
They're really good. Like, you know, like Alliance?
Wait, why does that sound familiar? Is that a dance group?
No. It's like a pretty big, they have like a lot of, it's like a chain kind of jiu-jitsu clubs.
Oh, never mind then.
I don't know. I like a very specific kind of jiu-jitsu. I like organic, grass-fed, soy milk jiu-jitsu.
Pardon?
Source.
Like, you know, ethically sourced jiu-jitsu, music's already just so competitive. I just don't need, like, more testosterone bro guys being like, oh, go harder, blah. Like,
true.
You know, like, this
So is it all women? Or is it
no,
all positive?
No, but they do have, like, a lot of all women's classes.
Oh, that's cool.
Like,
nice.
As soon as I went to this gym, I was just, like, trying different ones, and there was, like, kids' pictures on the walls from like the kids' class. I'm just like, hey, this is my kind of jiu-jitsu.
Oh, that's cute. I love like wholesome, like
that's it.
Gyms and like spaces that are like so opposite from their look. Like hardcore. Bringing it back to hardcore. They're so wholesome. Like, mm-hmm. Honestly, the groups that accumulate there. They're so kind and empathetic, you know?
Yeah, I think there's something there with, like, when you're playing a style of music that you know the commercial appeal is pretty low. You know everyone there is, like, there because they want to be. They're making the music for the right reasons or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, no one's trying to flex, really, or it's, like, more rare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you come to the show on Saturday, like, the guys that play in this band, they're, like, all the guys that I kind of grew up with in that hardcore scene, and they're really like that, which is why it was so weird going to like the hip hop band after, because I remember there was like one show they told us to like take the merch down because they were like, oh, we just don't want like competition merch, want to just focus on it. Yeah, I was like,
that's
what?
Kind of weird.
It was so whack.
Competition merch?
It was like, this would never happen in a hardcore show, and everyone's just like, we just are trying to keep the scene alive.
Yeah. That's
so gatekeepy.
It was so gatekeepy. So gatekeepy.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew.
I love that our interviews are basically just huge bash fest.
I know. Just rants. just ranting
just
all the time.
Bash the engineers, bash like the Saskatchewan hip hop scene.
Yeah.
The Saskatchewan hip-hop scene is such a sentence.
There's so many syllables. Bashing Kanye West, gentrification of death grips.
Yes. Bring back death grips. Because they're like, they're done.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah.
Oh, that makes me sad. Do you like JPEG Mafia then?
Yeah. I hear he's beefing with Earl Sweatshirt, though.
About what?
I have no idea, but I heard that there's beef.
About what? Who's more experimental?
They said
it's like, oh, okay, Dream Big guys.
It's the indie version of Kendrick versus Drake.
That's a really good way. That's a really good way to put it. It's like a D-list celebrity. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my God. Which is kind of funny because Earl Sweatshirt is like friends with Tyler, and Tyler is kind of A-list, I'd say. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Then okay, wait. Then would you consider like Daniel Caesar A-list also?
I don't think so. I feel like he's not there yet. You know, he hasn't. Yeah. But actually, maybe, because I guess if he's on the same, he has like the same amount of like people listening to him as like Tyler, right?
I think so. Well, maybe not as much as Tyler, but still pretty up there.
Yeah, it's pretty up there. Yeah. Maybe like Malcolm Todd.
Then
they're
what
like, right? Or is he? I guess Malcolm Todd. He's like new. So maybe that's harder to compare.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Their song is more famous than they are.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of people that just
like one hit.
Not even the song, they just know the part. They don't they don't know the artist, they
it's
don't know the
TikTok
record.
It's the TikTok audio.
Yeah.
That is my worst fear as an artist. I don't want to blow up on TikTok. I don't want to blow up on TikTok and then people go to like my show and then they only know one.
It but the thing is,
it
okay.
is a really strange thing to experience
so
when you're like
weird.
Actually at a show that this person blew up from a moment,
yes.
and then you're like everyone's just there, not really sing along.
Yeah.
They sing two sentences
yes.
and then they just drop back down mm-hmm. energetically. It's like what just happened?
And the tickets are sold out. And just those people.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, I got my gram. I'm out of here.
Hell no. But I mean, like, it can be cool sometimes. Like, Pink Panthers blew up on TikTok.
Pink Panthers is smart about it.
Yeah, it was like she was like the OG
She's
of it all.
OG,
like,
yeah. OG.
She TikTok created TikTok branding and then rebranding. Yeah, but I guess it is harder now. Like timing wise, I feel like whatever works for you, man.
Yeah, I guess just like, it's like how the person capitalizes on
exactly.
that moment, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it actually translate to them as like an artist in their career and their discography, or is it just sweet one moment?
Yeah. Right. Brand is like crazy important for artistry, which sucks.
it sucks.
But I mean,
that's
okay.
such a hardcore kid thing to say.
But the thing is,
Brand
okay.
is so important, but it sucks.
But like, okay, Dominic Fike. To me, I think he has no brand. And it's like, he's like, his is like, he does not give an F. You know what I mean?
I thought that is his brand. Is
that's
not
his,
given
yeah.
F.
Which is like, which is
brand.
Like a brand that you, it's a brandless brand.
A
you know
brand.
What I mean?
Like, oh, like it's a meta brand, like a commentary on a brand.
Yeah,
I also
kinda.
Love, because this,
you know what I mean?
Like, this is a radio show, so you had to say the F.
He does not give an F. A freak. He doesn't give a freak.
He doesn't give a freak.
Yeah. Because he also grew up on like that rock background.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of had a similar like background to you.
Is he? He's Australian, right?
No, he's Floridian.
Oh, really?
Floridian, yeah.
Because like, whenever I see his like. Kind of heavier kind of stuff. To me, it really reminds you of like Australian hardcore.
Interesting.
Specific. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about Australian hardcore. I think I only know Canadian hardcore.
Oh, really? You haven't like heard of like Speed or anything? Speed?
Okay, I like have only listened to Canadian hardcore. Bands that are local and near
and in Toronto
okay, speed.
It's like an Australian hardcore band, but they're fronted by like a Malaysian Chinese guy, and he plays the flute over some of the music.
Nice.
But yeah, Dominic Fike's heavy stuff kind of feels like that a little bit.
Is this Speed?
That's it.
Nice. Okay. Period.
Period.
Whenever there's a gap. Period.
Period, yeah. Dropping the mic. Period. Okay, what else can I ask? Oh, what's the craziest thing that's happened while performing? can either be in your band or solo experience?
The craziest thing? There's not a lot of crazy stuff that happens. I'm like a really civilized, tame person.
Even in your hardcore bands? Or like your hip hop band?
Yeah, like you've never crowd surfed or anything? Like...
Okay, this one kind of comes to mind. We were playing a festival called Sound City in Liverpool, and it was in...
Liverpool?
Yeah, wow. Liverpool, okay.
And it was like the after party stage for this festival, and it was like, I don't know, was it inside of a ship or something, but there was like that kind of thing that you climb up, and then I was like pretty young, I think I was like 21 or 22, and I was like, okay, this looks like a fun thing to climb, and I just remember climbing up this thing and not really realizing how high it was.
Oh.
And then I jumped off, but I needed something to like break the fall, so I jumped onto the backline kit, like the kick drum, and it just caved in.
Was there no crowd?
There was a crowd.
Why didn't you jump into the crowd?
I didn't want to hurt anybody.
I guess that's true.
I'm heavy. I'm really heavy. I'm like 200 pounds.
Well, why didn't you climb down?
Have you ever climbed a tree? Have you ever climbed a tree? Sometimes you can climb up, but you can't climb down.
That you're not hard.
It's not hard. Exactly. That was the right answer.
Oh, I'm just only thinking about School of Rock now.
Why?
Not hardcore. You guys didn't watch School of Rock.
I watched School of Rock for like long time.
I like barely remember it.
Yeah. That's a song from School
of
Rock.
But it was like a core memory for you, hey?
Wow.
No, I actually watched it in the beginning of the year, this year. Oh. That was my first time watching it.
Oh.
And I loved it.
And I loved it.
Yeah. It was so good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue your story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then this kit crushed down, and then there was like press there. Like, you remember there used to be this magazine, this UK magazine, Gigwise.
Okay.
And then so there was like a writer, and then so he like wrote about this thing that happened, and I'm like, oh. People are gonna think I'm like the most destructive person ever, but he wrote that I did a backflip off of the upper. But then afterwards, I don't know how to do a backflip. Just so you guys know backflips. And then for like years after that, they were like, "Hey, you're that guy that does the backflips." And I'm like, "No."
It's like people saying happy birthday to Hans recently.
Play a game of telephone.
I know.
Yeah, it was telephone.
That's so funny.
It was not true.
That is kind of crazy. That's a crazy experience.
Well, that it got written about. Like,
yeah. And they just lied.
Yeah, he did that.
It was just one of those things, you know, when you just like tell a story to make it more dramatic in the press so more people click on it or something.
Yeah.
I swear it must have been something like that.
They like photoshopped you like backflipping.
Yeah. Like,
mid backflip.
They just like photoshop my body, rotate. No.
That's so funny. I like that story. Do you have any more or no?
Oh, okay. I was also pretty young. I think I was 22 or 23, and I didn't really know what was happening. But we played this hip hop festival called New School Rules in Rotterdam, in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow. You be out here.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I just like doing this guitar stuff now. It's so tame. It's nice and peaceful. Yeah, okay, I remember there were these two guys, and I think, I still don't know, but I think they were like part of the festival organizers.
Wait, is this a solo experience?
No, I was with in Samurai Champs, my best friend from high school, Savan. He's like a big jacked hot Cambodian guy. He was like the rapper.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I think there was this thing going on where these two festival organizers, they were like trying to say that they had like, they wanted to be seen with the Canadians or whatever were the foreign acts, because then it would get them like more street cred or something. So they split us up. And then I just remember being like kind of worried because he kept walking me through these like brothels and then like taking cash from people. And I'm like, man, why am I here? Why am I here? I have nothing to do with this. And then that was maybe the one time I was like a little worried, like, oh, am I actually gonna go back to Canada? Where am I going?
Oh.
Because, like, I feel pretty okay. I feel, like, pretty...
Like, you thought you were going to be human traffic?
Well...
Or...
That sounds...
I'm still a boy.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It could happen to anyone.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know, because, like, a big thing... I've always done martial arts, and I feel like that's why I feel pretty comfortable touring and, like, living a nomadic-ish life, because it's, like... Yeah, if it really happens, like, I feel pretty confident in my ability to defend myself. But this was one time that I was like, I'm like alone, I don't have Savan, this is like a really weird environment, I've never really been in a brothel before. And I did have that thought. I was just like, oh, am I not gonna go home? And then it ended up being fine after a while, but I just remember that I was like, that may have been one moment that I was like, I think maybe I don't really want to do hip-hop as much anymore.
Sounds a little intense.
Yeah, just like that kind of stuff. And that stuff never happens with guitar songs. You know, everyone's just so hippy-dippy and taking a nap and like crying and being on a date night. It's so the opposite of that.
So you like this phase in your life right now, just doing calm
this
music.
Phase feels more appropriate. Like, I'm still really glad I did that stuff when I was, like, younger, like, young 20s and stuff. Because that's the time to do it, right? Like, you don't have, like, a lot of responsibilities and the repercussions, you have the energy and stuff. But I really like doing this guitar stuff now.
Amazing. I'm happy for you. Hey! Do you want to say hi?
I love that there's gonna be at least 8 moments for
Do you
want to
say hi?
Like, Want to say hi?
Everybody's shy. They're shy. Hey.
Hello.
Want to say hi?
Hi.
This is Mike is actually very sensitive, so you could just go like this.
If I talk from here, will it pick up?
Yes, I think. It's pretty quiet right now, actually, like everywhere. Hey, do you want to say hi?
I'm just looking for the vinyl.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Keep interrupting.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Right.
Was it crispy?
Right.
I actually saw this one girl, she, on Instagram, she, fried Krispy Kreme donuts.
I saw that.
Someone just sent me that.
And it was like, was it crispy?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, it sounds so wild though. It actually sounds so crispy.
Yeah.
She bit into it. I was like, oh, that sounds wild.
It sounds so. Can we do that right?
Right now?
Well, right after this. Right after this.
Well, is there. The nearest Krispy Kreme is like 2 blocks away. Isn't it? It's like far.
Wait, 2 blocks away?
That's far.
That's not far.
College?
So the interview again.
Do you want to say hi? Or not?
No. Is it there? Is it live?
Yes.
Yo, what's happening with it? It's Kyle on the beat.
Oh, you went to this school, right? You went to the school?
You went to the same school?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, he went. Yeah, I understand. Guys, I thought you know.
I thought you were Kai.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so what was the high school?
Business, okay.
Wow, that was a great impression.
Actually, I went to the same high school.
And you know who else did?
Who else?
Chad.
Yes. Wait, I forgot you were there. Literally, I forgot you were there. At the Cecilia music video. That's where it all started. That's where she met me and she met everyone else. I know. Lore of Megan. The lore of Megan.
2 weeks.
Megan Chan. With 2 H's. The Gubby, yeah. Everybody say their Gubby right now.
Wait, my middle name is a secret. Unless someone else.
Well, I mean, is it on your e-transfer?
Oh.
because people
always gives it away.
Oh my gosh, it's so annoying. Yeah. They always mention my middle name. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna check what yours is.
I can tell you right now. I don't really care. So my Govy.
On air.
I'll bleep it. I'll bleep it.
That is, yeah, that would be such a tease.
So my Govy. My Govy is. Claire.
Wait, we talked about this because I have the same middle name.
Oh, Kinsella.
Wait, no. Wait, yes, I am Filipino.
Actually, it's a Spanish. It's a Spanish name because we were colonized. Awkward.
Awkward. I'm in the C room.
With a flash on. Do you wear mittens or gloves?
Oh, I do wear mittens, but like
mittens over your hands and then toe socks for your
like they're usually just cute.
It's so like opposite. Yeah.
That's so but socks funny. Don't even have a thumb separator. If I could have tabby socks, I'd choose those over. Like,
that's where you draw the line. The toe thumb separator.
Hans, come in. Come in. Come in.
Okay. What's up?
Do you want to say hi?
We're just talking about how the bunions are also fueled by the patriarchy.
True. Right. True.
What are your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I'm not trying to be like contrarian. Like, on purpose.
Oh, here we go.
I just think that's, like... I just don't think that could be, like, further from the truth, you know?
So you're saying bunions are...
Good.
You're pro-bunion.
I'm pro-bunion.
Pro-bunion.
I think bunions are
good
rights.
Everyone clap.
Thank you. No, it's very brave and controversial.
Do you have bunions?
I don't think so.
Oh, so how can you speak, really?
Well... It's like I've been working all my life to get them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, wait, can I see that baby?
It's a painting. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Happy birthday.
It's holographic.
This is your birthday gift.
That's crazy. Kind of like it. It has good energy, you know?
Wait, Hans, what if I post a picture of you and say happy belated birthday?
It's not when Manny said.
It's your birthday?
It's in August.
No, but it's still like... It still passed.
It's true. It was.
You still have a birthday.
So belated. Yeah.
Do you think you'll have a birthday next year?
We'll see. I think there's a
you'll
lot
never
of
know. You never know.
I think
with
away.
Things come when you least expect it.
Exactly. That's
like
why you
if I got
live
in, like,
every day.
A fiery car crash.
Yeah, you
or
live
like,
every day like.
We're not where I was
wait,
going.
I
well, that's
going
that's
like
what
dead.
It meant.
You're
no, like,
you
what? If you don't have a birthday, you're dead.
Yeah.
It feels mean. I'm just like, I hope I have a birthday next year, but it's like not related to death. It's just like being silly. That's where I was going.
I don't know. So
like,
I think
holding
death,
this,
I just
like,
feel like
I death.
You shouldn't really joke about stuff like that.
I agree.
It's like people die all the time. It's not funny. Is this recording?
Yes.
Oh, it's still going.
Maybe, honestly.
Wait.
I wonder what used to be here.
Probably
I think it was like the name.
Baby.
Yeah. The name of the baby, maybe?
I don't know.
Baby, maybe?
It's just like really trippy. Whose kid
yeah.
is this?
Yeah.
Who's kid is this?
That, we printed it for you because we thought it was your birthday. So it was baby. Like a celebration of like when you were a baby.
Yeah. When I was a baby.
Good times.
Good times.
Okay, do you have any song requests?
Song requests.
Or Nah.
Or Nah by Ty Dolla $ign
okay.
featuring The Weeknd.
Oh,
do you have song requests?
I like that, one.
That you're gonna sing?
No, I'm gonna
oh.
play.
Oh!
I was like, you're gonna sing for us right now?
Heck no.
You should
wait,
play something
is
with
that it. Your like outro?
Death Grips?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's so much cursing. But okay,
wait,
I'll try.
You're not allowed to put like songs with cursing.
Well, it just sucks because I have to edit it.
You play only by Drake, Nicki Minaj, and I think
no.
Chris Brown.
No, Chris Brown, we don't play on here.
I don't know.
It's just a funny song. He's
he has like werewolf makeup and like CGI in the video.
What's wrong with werewolf makeup?
It's Chris Brown.
Yeah, there's something wrong with Chris Brown. Nothing wrong with werewolf makeup.
You're right.
I had an alpha themed party one time. Anyway. Song request?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to complete the mental picture.
What do you mean?
So I wore like a shirt that said like human by chance, alpha by choice. And it was like the wolf that was like on my shirt. Oh
my. Wait. This
was
your shirt?
Theme?
Yeah, this was my shirt. Well, yeah, so it was my good. Birthday party like
Happy
2 years
birthday.
Ago. Happy birthday!
Wait, how many weeks ago?
I don't know.
Wasn't I at your birthday party?
You were. You wore a mustache.
Right. But that wasn't the alpha one.
No, that was a different one. The alpha one was last year.
Oh, your other birthday.
My other, yeah. Exactly.
Cool.
I hope you have one next year.
I hope, yeah. Knock on wood. but, yeah.
Is this live?
No.
No, thanks.
Can you please, like, I actually have to edit.
Sorry.
You know that? Like, you just hate me.
You just hate
me. Song request?
Can you play
an original by you?
Let the host do the speaking. Can you play?
Oh, heck no. I'm being colonized.
Can
you play Stitch and Lilo by 454?
Sure. Is there a lot of
let me
like,
see.
Swear words in there?
Probably not a lot.
Do you have
them? It's a regular. Oh, never mind. Never mind. There's a lot of swearing. Let me think of something else.
Lilo and Stitch. I like the Lilo and Stitch theme song.
So the Lilo and Stitch theme song and the SpongeBob theme song.
Because of the
song.
Name.
Okay. SpongeBob and Lilo and
Stitch.
Can you play WINZ Wins by Luke Man?
Is it a hit?
It is kind of a hit. I think it's a hit.
Okay, I don't
it's
think
a, it's
I
a remix of a March Next Door song.
It's a remix?
Yeah.
Oh, so the remix isn't a hit though.
Wait, you're saying you're,
like,
you're not
I shouldn't,
playing
I shouldn't
hits,
be
playing,
playing
hits.
I shouldn't.
Oh, it's not a hit. The remix is not a hit.
Okay.
Oh, now it's
not a hit.
Oh, now.
It's a hit to me.
But,
yeah. Really, it's just a really good remix.
All right.
This is it every day while I cry.
Right.
In the morning,
when
you start
I
the
cry,
day.
In the evening when I cry.
During lunchtime.
During lunchtime when I cry. Breakfast time, lunchtime.
Breakfast time,
dinner
time.
I'm crying.
And with your cat.
I'm with my cat.
You're crying.
I'm lying with my cat.
While crying.
I called my cat yesterday, and it's so good.
I'm happy for you. Okay, I think that's the end of the episode. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thanks.
And talking with me.
Stream Yummy by Justin Bieber.
Okay. We out. CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psycho Billy Legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
30 years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last 3 decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years and Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.